always strive to make your business better than it is today in order to take it to the next level. I am not talking about hustling. I am talking about being intentional about what you want and where you want to go.
I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today. One that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible. One that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started.
Well, hey there. Thanks for joining me on another episode of Online Marketing Made Easy. If you're listening to this, my guess is that the title definitely piqued your interest, and you might be wondering, how the heck is this topic relating to business? Well, my friend, I promise it will. I'll get to that. So recently, Hobie and I attended a 4-day couples therapy retreat at a renowned center called OnSite, just about an hour outside of Nashville. And as I was sitting there at this retreat, I couldn't help but notice that a few of the learnings from the experience were really great learning lessons for entrepreneurs. So naturally, I got to thinking that these were lessons I really wanted to share with you so that you can apply them to your business as well. But let me back up. You might be thinking, Amy, I thought you and Hobie had a really good relationship. Like, why are you going to couples therapy? Well, I recently looked at Hobie and I said, you know, we have a beautiful relationship, but I want to go deeper with our relationship. I want to talk about things that maybe we kind of just don't bring up because we don't want to rock the boat. Things are good, so why go there? But I'm in Enneagram 3, where I'm an achiever. And I like to go to the next level and I want to dig in and I want to make it as best as it can be. And I want to challenge myself. So with that, we went to therapy. And you got to love Hobie because he didn't even miss a beat. He said, yes. Now, to be clear, because this is a very vulnerable conversation talking about my marriage and couples therapy, our relationship is not in trouble. However, I am a firm believer in always working on your relationship, your business relationships, your personal relationships, your friendships. Over the last year, really, I have seen this in such a bigger way that I have to make an effort. It just doesn't happen naturally. I really don't believe that. I feel that if it means something to you and if it's important, you have to show up and do the work. And that's exactly what Hobie and I did in our couples therapy. So whether you're here for a little business guidance or you're just a little bit curious to peek into my personal life, I get it. I do the same for you. I know that you're going to get some value from this episode. And it's a shorty episode, so I'm going to go through it quickly. All right, set the scene. We arrived at the retreat, and here's the thing with OnSite. There is no tech allowed. You give them your phone and your laptop when you arrive, and there are no televisions, there are no radios, there's nothing. Hobie, honestly, he did much better with this than I did. Now, I think I kind of started twitching in the beginning. I've been to OnSite, and if you're an OG listener of this podcast, you know I went back in October 2021. I went alone for an entire week. I was going through some big depression and I couldn't shake it and I needed extra help. And so I went to OnSite for a group therapy kind of retreat, but this one was just Hobie and I one-on-one with a therapist. So in the morning, actually, we would be part of a group where they would do a little bit of teaching, but then after about an hour and a half, you would go off either in group setting or Hobie and I would go off with our therapist. Her name was Mary. I've got to tell you, side note, this woman was 79 years old. They call her Mother Mary. She was magical. this woman was so talented and so just in tune with us. And it's funny, every time we've been to a therapist, Obi and I have been to a therapist a few times throughout 15 years of marriage. And when we were in our second year of marriage, we really struggled financially. We were having a lot of problems. My business hadn't even really taken off at all. He was in a weird place and we were not getting along. And we went to a therapist back then. And then we went to a therapist maybe 4 or 5 years ago for fine tuning and then this. And I will tell you this, Hobie's very charming. He's very likable. The therapist always likes him a little bit more than me. It's true. Every therapist we've ever been to, they like Hobie just a little bit more than they like me. And I get it. I actually am the more emotional one. I come with more problems. I do. I'm more vocal than him. And he's so engaged and so ready to play full out that it's just endearing. So I know therapists like Hobie more than me, but Mother Mary was amazing to me as well. But speaking of playing full out, that was the first thing I noticed. Hobie played full out from the minute we arrived. He like decided to take this opportunity and that he normally would, he would never volunteer to do this, but he just showed up and he's like, well, I'm here, so let's go. So in the morning when we had group exercises, the man raised his hand and he shared his thoughts when they would ask questions. He would go up to people and start talking to them. He made a friend. His name is Joe. Joe and him are hanging out now that the retreat is weeks ago. So like he really played full out. So I asked him how he was able to do this because I felt like I was definitely not as vocal. I do not like to raise my hand in those kind of things. And he said, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. I've heard that before, but when I asked him why he was so engaged, like right from the get-go, and he said that to me, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. I thought about Hobie and I thought, that is very true. Like he is the same in every situation, which quite honestly makes him very trustworthy because you know what you're going to get. But he also said that he knew he would leave a better person and we would leave in a better place in our relationship if from day one, even if he was hesitant, even if it was uncomfortable, he just played full out. And I thought that was a really, really great reminder. So this concept of playing full out, you might have heard it before. I learned it from Tony Robbins. So if you've ever been to a Tony Robbins event, right from the beginning, Tony encourages you to play full out. If you've ever been, you know that you're jumping, you're screaming, you're doing that, and clapping your hand. If you know, you know. So playing full out. And Tony tells you right from the get-go, what you put in is what you get out of this. And I noticed that from Hobie right from the get-go, and it inspired me. So this is my first learning that I want to share with you from my couples therapy, but for your business. And that is, you got to ask yourself, are you truly playing full out? And I don't know what that means for you because you might not even be getting out to conferences or masterminds like in real life. If you are you engaging with people? Are you hiding out? Like if you go to a conference, are you hiding out in your hotel room? I have so been guilty of that. Or are you forcing yourself to go out there and talk to people and meet people? Are you raising your hand? Are you asking questions? Are you sharing your insights? If you're in an actual group setting. But a lot of you that are listening, you are working from home and you don't go to a lot of conferences yet. You aren't around a lot of people, but you can play full out in your business, in your life, in different ways with the people around you, with your team, engaging with your team. When was the last time you reached out to a team member and you said, hey, I just want to check in on you. How are you? What's lighting you up these days in the business? How can I support you in a bigger way? I feel like that's a way of playing full out with your team or going the extra mile with your students. Maybe there's a student in your community that's struggling and you send them a handwritten card and you let them know you're thinking about them. Or you do something extra in your community to kind of re-engage and get people excited. Where can you play full out? Where have you been a little lazy? That you're thinking, oh, I've gotten a little comfortable in this area, but I want to feel energized. I want to get the most out of my weeks that I'm working hard. So I want to get the most out. where can I show up in a bigger way? But before you play full out, you kind of need to identify what it would look like. It's like for Hobie, it looked like raising his hand, going around and meeting people, being the first in the room every morning, things like that. But what would it look like for you to play full out? What if you chose two or three ways to say, okay, next 30 days, I'm going to do these two or three things as a way to kind of shake things up in my nervous system and really show up for my business, for myself, for my family, for my team, for my students, whatever it might be. So that was the first takeaway that I also started to ask myself, where am I not playing full out, especially in my business? Okay, moving on. So I told you I went to couples therapy, but then I told you nothing's broken in my business. And couples therapy was expensive. That was not a cheap experience. And it's very time consuming. Taking 4 days off, I mean, who has time for that, right? And also this program in particular totally cut us off from the rest of the world. Like right before I went in and had to give up my phone, I texted my CEO and I'm like, here's where I'm at and here's the phone number. If anything happens that I need to know about, just tell them it's an emergency. Like that's how cut off I felt and how freaked out I felt. So why would we make this big investment of time, energy, money to work on something that isn't broken? Because we wanted to make something that's already really good, great. You know that book, From Good to Great? Like that's the concept here. I had thought to myself, what does it look like if we go for greatness? And this couples therapy retreat was truly my answer. I genuinely did not want to go. Like I paid for it, signed up, but in the back of my mind, I'm like, oh, I was dreading it because I knew we were going to have hard conversations. I knew it was going to be uncomfortable. I hate the idea of giving up my phone. Like I don't like to admit that to you that I'm addicted to it, but I am. And so all of that was not in my favor, but I wanted to go for greatness. Which brings me to my second learning, which is to always strive to make your business better than it is today in order to take it to the next level. I am not talking about hustling. I am talking about being intentional about what you want and where you want to go.
We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers, and I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/madeeasy, all lowercase. So go to shopify.com/madeeasy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/madeeasy.
Now, the way to do that, you could do it in so many ways. You could find a mentor, a coach, a consultant. You could join a mastermind. You could take a free masterclass. You could enroll in a digital course, anything like that. You could put together a peer mastermind of people in your community or in your peer group that are doing similar things. Like, you could take the initiative. Anything you could do to get in a group, either get guidance or get more knowledge or get support, that's going to help you go from good to great. And I don't know, I'm not into mediocrity. When I think about the people I work with, the majority of people on my team are all A players. And someone said, but isn't it okay to have some B players on the team as well? And it's going to happen. I have a really big team. But the question is, why would I want that? Why would I settle for that? I want to have a team of all A players. To me, that's greatness. But I want to be an A player as well. So I've got to invest. So I invested my time, energy, and money to go from good to great. Are you doing that in your business? I can't stress enough how important it is to invest in yourself and in your business. Make some money and take a chunk of that and reinvest in yourself, learning, as long as you take action. Learning for the sake of learning is a huge waste of time. Learning to take action and to apply it, or reinvesting back in your business in different ways, like paid ads and stuff like that. I've done it from day one, and it's so important. And you have to remind yourself why you're doing it. You want to go from good to great, because great is where the magic is. Great is where the opportunities are. Great is where the confidence comes from. So totally worth it. Okay, so the third thing that I realized from this experience at our couples retreat is to how to go about getting buy-in from your partner or a loved one, whether that pertains to getting buy-in from your partner because you want to leave your 9-to-5 job, or you want to invest in your business in a certain way, or you want to go on a mastermind trip, or you want to buy that digital course, or whatever it is, or for me, talking to Hobie about therapy. So just for the record, yes, Hobie said yes to this quickly. However, I didn't tell you how I approached him. Like, I didn't give you specifics, and I want to share that with you. So when I approached Hobie about this, and remember, this is not a guy that loves to go to therapy. He doesn't love to be in a group. He's actually a big homebody, loves to sleep in our bed. And here I am telling him, can we go to a 4-day retreat an hour from here, somewhere you've never been, sleep in it was like this old mansion we slept in, where there's no TVs, no phones, nothing really fun to do with a bunch of strangers. So like, that is not attractive to Hobie. He would never choose that. So I sat him down and I really spoke from my heart. And I said, I love our marriage and I love what we've been able to create together. But sometimes I feel as though there are things that are unsaid. I know there's things that you want to say to me, but you don't want to create waves. And there's some things that I would like to have a conversation with you about, but I don't know how to approach them. And I thought it could be beneficial to go to this together for 4 days and learn from an expert and have support from an expert to have some difficult conversations, or just to go deeper and explore new things. And I said, even though this is out of our comfort zone, would you be willing to go with me? Because I think that it could make our relationship great. Now, as you know, he said yes. And I think he said yes so quickly because he felt my heart in the conversation and he knew that it was important to me. So when you're thinking about your business and you're trying to get buy-in from, let's say, your partner, I'm talking about a romantic partner, because you're going to spend some money or make a big decision, speak from a place of your desires and your wants. And if it applies, show them or speak to the big picture and how it affects them or your family or your lifestyle or each other. So when you're asking for something that you want their buy-in, it can't just be about you. What's the bigger picture? And if you care deeply about their opinion, if you should move forward or not, then obviously they're part of that decision. There has to be something in it for the other person. And it could just mean more money in your bank account or more flexibility in your schedule, or you finally get to take that vacation once you hit a milestone in your business, but you want to paint a picture that feels exciting for them, not just for you. And I think for Hobie, knowing that he got a chance to say things to me that maybe he just normally wouldn't even bring up, I think that's important. So I just wanted to offer that. If you're thinking about quitting a 9-to-5 job, in my book, 2 Weeks Notice, I have some scripts about how to share that vision with a loved one. So if you want to go even further with that, you can go check that out. But I know many of you sometimes want to buy my digital course, but you have to talk to your partner, or want to do something even bigger, but you don't have the support of your partner. And I want to say, if you speak to your partner from the heart, make it about them just as much about you, and they still don't support you, you know, I have a little controversial take on this, right? You still move forward. Because at the end of the day, when you're making yourself better, it will affect those around you, even if they don't see the goodness just yet. But that's a whole other episode, and I won't go down that rabbit hole. But I do want to share one thing to get a little bit more personal. My biggest takeaway from the couples retreat, like what I took away, we had this one moment where our therapist, Mary, made us sit like really close facing each other. Like my knees were in between his knees, like really close. And I had to explain to him something that I wanted. And then he had to repeat what I said and then respond to it. And it was wild because it felt like I want a red truck. And he repeated, you want a blue sedan. Like obviously it wasn't that, but it was really weird how he repeated it. I'm like, wait, what? So obviously we had some communication things to clean up. But what was funny is when we got into this and it wasn't really going well, and I looked at Mary, our therapist, and I was kind of shaking my hand, and I'm like, do you see what I mean? Like when I bring up da 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 da, and she's like, whoa, your tone and your body language right now, that is why Hobie shuts down in these like heated conversations. I'm Italian and my hands start flinging everywhere and my voice gets higher. I get passionate. And that's just my way of like talking about something important. And for Hobie, it feels very much like I'm attacking him. So this has nothing to do with business, or I'm just telling you like from one friend to another. If you're like, Amy, how did the retreat go? I would say to you, if you were my best friend, I'd say, well, I need to work on my communication style, like my tone of voice and my body language. I can't be wagging my finger or moving my hands all around. And also the tone, like when it gets a little too high and accusatory, I need to take that down. So I'll be working on that in my marriage while I'm also working on my business. So there's my biggest takeaway. But it was a great experience. It's called Onsite. I loved every minute of it. If you're dealing with depression, trauma, if you want to up-level your marriage or your marriage is falling apart, all of those things, check out Onsite. I'll link to it in my show notes. It's a beautiful experience and it is worth your time and money. That I can attest to. All right, my friends. So let's wrap this up. Let me give you a quick recap. Number one, how are you playing full out in your life and your business? Can you be more intentional? What would that look like? 2, always be open to and look for ways to grow and improve by investing into yourself and your business, even when things are good, to get them to great. And lastly, if you need a buy-in from your partner, always speak from your heart and paint the picture of what's in it for them, not just for you. I hope you loved this shorty episode. I hope you found it valuable. And thanks for hanging out with me. Listen, if you'd be so kind to share this with a friend, an entrepreneurial friend that you think could really find value in growing their business, I would greatly appreciate it. You could just grab the link to the episode or the podcast and text it over or post it on social or whatever. And also make sure to give Online Marketing Made Easy a follow so you won't miss any episodes. All right, my sweet friend, thank you so much for tuning in. Here's to great relationships. Here's to you up-leveling, playing full out. And I can't wait to see what you create. I'll see you on Thursday for more entrepreneurial goodness. Bye for now.